They could convincingly simulate the sensation of a tap on the shoulder, a kick to the shin, or a gunshot in the chest. Built-in safety software prevented my rig from actually causing me any physical harm, so a simulated gunshot actually felt more like a weak punch. I had an identical backup suit hanging in the Mosh Wash cleaning unit in the corner of the room. These two haptic suits made up my entire wardrobe. My old street clothes were buried somewhere in the closet, collecting dust. On my hands, I wore a pair of state-of-the-art Okagami Idle Hands haptic data gloves. Special tactile feedback pads covered both palms, allowing the gloves to create the illusion that I was touching objects and surfaces that didn't actually exist. My visor was a brand new pair of Dynatro RLR 7800 Rec Specs, featuring a top-of-the-line virtual retinal display. The visor drew the oasis directly onto my retinas at the highest frame rate and resolution perceptible to the human eye. The real world looked washed out and blurry by comparison. The RLR 7800 was a not yet available to the plebeian masses prototype, but I had an endorsement deal with Dynatro, so they sent me free gear, shipped to me through a series of remailing services, which I used to maintain my anonymity. My Abound Sound audio system consisted of an array of ultra-thin speakers mounted on the apartment's walls, floor, and ceiling, providing 360 degrees of perfect spatial pin-drop sound reproduction. And the Mjolnir subwoofer was powerful enough to make my back teeth vibrate. The olfactory smell tower in the corner was capable of generating over 2,000 discernible odors. A rose garden, salty ocean wind, burning cordite. The tower could convincingly recreate them all. It also doubled as an industrial-strength air conditioner slash purifier, which was primarily what I used it for. A lot of jokers liked to code really horrific smells into their simulations just to mess with people who owned smell towers, so I usually left the odor generator disabled, unless I was in a part of the oasis where I thought being able to smell my surroundings might prove useful. On the floor, directly underneath my suspended haptic chair, was my Okagami runaround omnidirectional treadmill. No matter where you go, there you are, was the manufacturer's slogan. The treadmill was about 2 meters square and 6 centimeters thick. When it was activated, I could run at top speed in any direction and never reach the edge of the platform. If I changed direction, the treadmill would sense it, and its rolling surface would change direction to match me, always keeping my body near the center of its platform. This model was also equipped with built-in lifts and an amorphous surface so that it could simulate walking up inclines and staircases. You could also purchase an ACHD, anatomically correct haptic doll, if you wanted to have more intimate encounters inside the oasis. ACHDs came in male, female, and dual-sex models, and were available with a wide array of options. Realistic latex skin, servomotor-driven endoskeletons, simulated musculature, and all of the attendant appendages and orifices one would imagine. Driven by loneliness, curiosity, and raging teen hormones, I'd purchased a mid-range ACHD, the Shaptic Uber Betty, a few weeks after Artemis stopped speaking to me. After spending several highly unproductive days inside a standalone brothel simulation called the Pleasure Dome, I'd gotten rid of the doll out of a combination of shame and self-preservation. I'd wasted thousands of credits, missed a whole week of work, and was on the verge of completely abandoning my quest for the egg when I confronted the grim realization that virtual sex, no matter how realistic, was really nothing but glorified computer-assisted masturbation. At the end of the day, I was still a virgin, all alone in a dark room, humping a lubed-up robot. So, I got rid of the ACHD and went back to spanking the monkey the old-fashioned way. I felt no shame about masturbating. Thanks to Anorak's Almanac, I now thought of it as a normal bodily function, as necessary and natural as sleeping or eating.